by going back, firstly, 20 years to see the start of a mission that we do here that Don was involved in running. And we get put another two zeros on, 2,000 years, and we see another mission happening, or more mission happening through Paul. And it's really interesting when we look at the Bible reading as well, we get to see a little bit about Paul too, because he says a whole lot of stuff in his Bible reading to the Ephesians that he's talking about himself. And there are three big things that I notice that he says about himself. The first one is he is a detective. No, he's not a detective, but he does have a mystery revealed to him, a bit like Scooby-Doo solves mysteries. Now, when we think of mysteries, mysteries are things that we can't explain. So this is a picture of the Crooked Forest in Poland. And now, these trees were planted in 1930, and no one knows why they start to grow, they curve and bend around, and then they go back up again. And no one can remember whether that's just because of a great big storm that came through, or whether they were deliberately trying to shape the trees that way. Even though it's only 87 years ago, no one knows. That is a mystery. Well, Paul tells us he's been given the answer to a mystery as well, and that is that everybody is included now. Everybody is invited to be involved in God's family, in God's kingdom. And he tells us how that happened. Paul just mentions it before. When he saw Jesus on a road, actually probably didn't see him because he went blind straight away. He couldn't see Jesus, but Jesus appeared to him and spoke to him and told him this mystery. This is a picture of what it might have looked like. Here's another picture of what it might have looked like. God reaching down and pointing out, Paul, this is your job. And it changed the world because the church didn't exist yet. It actually had a massive impact that we still feel today. And even rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms are amazed when they see what God has done. And that even now, they look and see the church is amazing and is God's crowning glory here on this in this earth, that he has done this and brought people into God's kingdom through Jesus. That's the first thing. He tells us he's received the mystery. The second thing is that it's really, really hard. Paul says twice in this reading, at the first verse and in the last one, that he is suffering. He is in prison. Now, in Australia, we know a lot about prisoners. It's part of our history. So there were people in Australia living peacefully. Then English people sent a whole lot of prisoners out to Australia on boats, and then a whole lot of people came from all over the world after that. But it's a part of our history that we have these prisoners. And they got sent out for lots of different reasons. So one reason was people stole sheep or other animals that didn't belong to them. That some people cut down trees in an orchard. So they went into a field that wasn't theirs to cut down a tree that didn't belong to them. So they got in trouble and sent to Australia. Now, at Christmas time, I discovered that my great-great-grandfather was a convict. This was my present from my Auntie Rose. It was like, Merry Christmas, you're descended from criminals. So as my great-great-grandfather, his name was John Dew, it's D-E-W, and he got sent to Australia as a convict because he stole worsted socks. Now, I don't even know what worsted socks were, so I looked that up, and they have got to be the worst socks I've ever seen. And he stole two pairs of these. Now, we don't know if this runs in the family, so all I can say is lock up your socks. I went through some this week, so I'm a little bit short. But people got sent to Australia as prisoners because they did the wrong thing and because they took things that didn't belong to them. Well, Paul is in prison for a whole lot of different reasons. He says two in the Bible reading specifically. He says he's in prison because of Jesus Christ. He actually says he's a prisoner of Christ Jesus, but he's a prisoner of the Romans because of the mystery that has been shared with him to tell everybody. And as we heard, some people didn't like that. And some it actually changed the world and upset people in power. And so he got sent to prison. He says the other reason is for the Gentiles, for the sake of the Gentiles. That is, people who didn't really know about Jesus, didn't know about the promise of a Messiah coming, which includes us. So it was for our sakes. It was for the sake of all people who weren't born into God's family that we get to be included, and that Paul continued to do it, even though it was hard. Mission was hard for Paul. It's actually hard here when we do GB as well. But it's not quite as bad as being locked away. The third thing he says about himself is that he is not worthy. He says he is less than the least of all God's people. So I think about it in terms of a race. So here's God's people out on a race, and you see people really fit and energized, and they're going out really hard at the start. But if you look at the back, it can be really hard. These are the people who are going to struggle a little bit more, who it's more difficult for. And Paul is saying he's like these people, the unexpected ones that get called to ministry. He actually is behind all these, less than the least. So he is stone cold last. God chooses really interesting people. You've got to remember that Paul was quite a bad guy, and he was out there to hurt God's people initially, to hurt the followers of Jesus. And yet God chose him. I'll show you a picture of me. This is me here, up here on the side. This is a place called Corinth, a city called Corinth in Greece. Now, if you read through Acts, I think it's chapter 16, Paul goes here. And this platform, which I'm standing in front of, it's the same one, is called the Bema. And a judge would sit up the top of this platform and make judgments as cases were brought before him. And we know Paul went here, so we don't know whether Paul sat up here somewhere or stood up here, or whether he was on this platform out the front, which is this same platform here in this photo. And when we were there, it was 20 years ago, it was 1997, it was the same year that the school holiday program started. And you can still see, you know, I'm in this picture. Anita said, take a photo, I'll get a photo of you out on the Bema where Paul was. And you can see I'm sort of up against the wall here in the shadow. It's not because I'm trying to be sun smart and stay out of, not get sunburned and stuff. It's because, and I remember this very well, I was so embarrassed. I didn't want to be seen where Paul was out here and look like I'm going to be preaching or something like that. How crazy would that be? God calls interesting people. He calls people who might not expect to be called sometimes to give his message. And he calls all of us. If we skip ahead a little bit into chapter 4, we see that God gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Why? To equip God's people for works of service. That is our job. We have different roles, but it is our job. It fits also with what we saw earlier in Ephesians. It says, we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. It's our job. Here's a picture of what you look like. That's from behind, of course. Paul might look at you like this, and so would Nicole and I, to be honest. Now, we recognise not everybody can be in a yellow T-shirt and can be involved in GB with the children there. And we see that people, there are other roles. Some people can be in the kitchen, some people can be a rego. And we know people can't always do that as well. We all have different roles and different parts. But it is a church mission that we're doing together. And your job might be to encourage us, and we thank you for the many ways you have over the years. It's been a significant ministry, and thousands of people have been affected through either being children, and coming through and hearing the gospel, or being trained, as Don was telling us, and to be people who will continue to spread the word about Jesus. Yeah, and there's other missions as well. We support overseas mission, and we support people telling their friends about Jesus as well. We all have different roles to play and different mission fields to come into. But please continue to pray for the GB mission, because I think it's one thing that you all can do as part of this mission.